Guthrie's dwelling was so primitive it barely seemed habitable, given how bitter the winters up here could be. There was a vintage electric fire heating its single room. A small sink and stove served as a kitchen. The great outdoors was presumably his toilet, while the furniture seemed to have been culled from the dump. Its collector was scarcely in better condition. Dressed in several layers of grimy clothes, Guthrie was plainly in need of nourishment and medication. Though Will had heard that he was no more than 60, he looked a good decade older. His skin, red raw in patches and sallow in others. His hair, what little he had, white where it was cleanest. He smelt of sickness and fish.
"How did you find me?" he asked Will as he closed and triple-bolted the door.
"A woman in Mauritius spoke to me about you."
"You want something to warm you up a bit?"
"No, I'm fine."
"What woman's this?"
"I don't know if you'll remember her. Sister Ruth Buchanan?"
"Ruth? Christ, you met Ruth? Well, well. That woman had a mouth on her."
He poured a shot of whiskey into a well-beaten enamel mug and downed it in one.
"Nuns talk too much. Ever noticed that?"
"I think that's why there are vows of silence." The reply pleased Guthrie. He loosed a short, barking laugh, which he followed by another shot of whiskey.
"So what did she say about me?"
he asked, peering at the whiskey bottle as if to calculate how much solace it had left to offer.
"Just that you'd talked about extinction, about how you'd seen the last of some animals." "I never said anything to her about Rosa and Jacob."
"No, I just assumed that if you'd seen one, you might have seen the other."
"Huh."
Guthrie's face knitted up as he thought this through. Rather than be seen to be studying him, this was not a man who took kindly to scrutiny. Will crossed to the table to look at the books that were piled upon it. His approach brought a warning growl from under the table.
"Shut up, Lucy," Guthrie snapped.
The dog hushed its growl and came out of hiding to ingratiate herself. She was a sizable mongrel, with strains of German Shepherd and Chow in her bloodline, better fed and groomed than her master. She'd brought her bone out with her, and dutifully carried it to her master's feet.
"Are you English?"
Guthrie said, still not looking at Will. "Born in Manchester, but I was brought up in the Yorkshire Dales."
"England's always been a little too cozy for me."
"I wouldn't call the moors cozy," Will said. "I mean, it's not wild like this, but when the mists come down and you're out on the hills..."
"That's where you met them then?"
"Yes, that's where I met them."
"English bastard," Guthrie said, then finally looking at Will. "Not you, Steep. Chilly English bastard."
He spoke the three words as if cursing the man wherever he was.
"You know what he called himself?"
Will knew, but it would serve him better, he suspected, if he let his host have the moment.
"The killer of last things," Guthrie said. "He was proud of it, I swear. Proud of it."
He emptied the remnants of the whiskey into his mug, but didn't drink.
"So you met Ruth in Mauritius, huh? What were you doing there?"
"Taking pictures. There's a kestrel there, looks like it's going to be extinct sometime soon."
"I'm sure it was grateful for your attention," Guthrie said dryly. "So what do you want from me?" "I can't tell you anything about Steep or McGee. I don't know anything. And if I ever did, I put it out of my head. I'm an old man and I don't want the pain."
He looked at Will.
"How old are you? 40?
"Good guess. 41.
"Married?"
"No."
"Don't. It's a rat trap."
"It's not likely, believe me."
"Are you queer then?"
Guthrie said with a little tilt of his head. "As it happens, yes."
"A queer Englishman. Surprise, surprise.